In this message, Pastor encourages from Hebrews chapter 6 to imitate those who through faith and patience inherited what God has promised. This message also teaches how to hear from God.
Let's open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Amen. One more scripture, Hebrews 6, verse 12.
We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 6. The NIV version says, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. We do not want you to be lazy, but to copy. But to copy. We do not want you to be lazy. And we don't want you to be original. Everybody says you are an original. But God's word says, be a copy. Copy those who, by faith and patience, inherit the promise of God. Amen. I do not know how many of you have copied during your exams. You got your degree maybe by copying. I didn't copy, so I didn't get through my degree. Very respectfully, maybe you just look like that. Here God's word says, God wants you to copy, imitate the ones who by faith and patience inherited the promise. Can you imagine that? God is saying, I don't want you to be an original. Just copy. Bible encourages you to copy. Not for your exams though. But we are like, I want to do my own thing. I want to be an original. But when you look at it, most of the time you are not. Your hairstyle is not original. You copied from somewhere. Your dress code, you copied from someone. Even your business idea, you copied from some other business. The very food that you cooked, you copied somebody else's recipe. Yet when it comes to church, when it comes to faith, when it comes to walk with God, we have this attitude. Even if you are a cricket player, and I used to enjoy playing cricket. I still do, but I don't get time to do that much. And you copy somebody. Asruddin was my favorite cricketer. And you want to get those wrist shot in. Or you want to be washing up Akram when you're bowling. In other words, what the Bible is saying, be a cut and paste of somebody. I got a t-shirt. Somebody gifted me. You think you gifted me the t-shirt? When cut and paste. I got the cut, right? A copy paste. That's copy paste, yeah. Copy. And then my baby has got a t-shirt called paste. So copy paste. You have to look at somebody who is walking in a higher level of faith. You have to look at their faith and also their patience and copy it. That's the easiest way. Somebody else has moved in a realm that you have not moved in. And if you want to try it by yourself and do it by yourself, it's going to take a long route. Take a long time. But the easiest way to walk into any blessing is to by copying the faith and the patience of somebody whom God has placed above you. Glory to God. But never copy somebody who is not an example of faith. Never follow a man or a woman of God who is not an example. Never do that. Are you with me? Some people copy the dress style of the preacher. But the Bible says here, copy the faith. I don't know why you don't copy my prayer life. The way I treat my wife or my kids. The way I manage money. See, all that involves faith and patience. If you decide to copy, then God is going to raise your faith to levels that only the Spirit of God can. Your faith has to be bigger than your mountain. If somebody stole money from you and you're wondering what to do, you should have a level of faith in which you can say, you know, the gospel says, if somebody took your shirt, give him the coat also. You're not worried, worked up and upset and sad and miserable that somebody stole your shirt. You got enough and more in the wardrobe. Is that working? Is it good? The other mic is off. Hallelujah. Amen. Where was I? Huh? Give him your coat also, because you've got enough and more in the wardrobe. You're not upset and worked up. Somebody stole your money. Are you with me? The faith has to come to those kind of levels. Amen. If there is somebody sitting next to you, say, my faith is going to another level. The Holy Spirit is going to pick me up. Amen. Your faith has to be so strong that what you prayed 5 years back is not what you're praying today. Some of those things that you're praying for, you've been praying for the last 20 years. Can you imagine that maybe your child is sick and then you woke up, you call on the prayer line and say, please pray. Can you imagine that every time, maybe you're 30 years old, every time till you are 90, 95, you're calling the prayer line every time your child coughs, has a fever. Because you have not moved up in faith that you learn to ignore that. Know that God will take care of that. You're getting anxious and worried and worked up. Your faith should be in a level that you are not always having to deal with mountains and challenges. You learn to ignore it.
Glory to God. Tonight, the Holy Spirit of God is going to empower somebody tonight. Amen. You know, Jesus on the boat, he just ignored the storm. He just slept through. He didn't get up thinking, oh my God, what's going on? He just ignored, he just slept. Don't sleep now. In Matthew 14, the disciples got into a storm and Jesus was not there with them. Jesus came walking through the water. They were in the boat. And then Jesus comes and says, Peter says, Lord, if it is you, command me. And the Lord says, come. And he walked. He walked on impossibilities. Somebody is going to walk on impossible grounds. Faith is always a response to the word. Jesus said, come, and Peter stepped out. It is dangerous to respond when you have no word from God. Romans 10 and verse 17 says, faith comes by the hearing, and the hearing of the word of God. Faith is not hoping. Faith is not believing, even believing. Faith is not wishing for. It is a law. Faith will always work. Faith is your response in your human spirit to the voice of God. And then he sees the waves. He sees the wind. And he fears. Fear is a paralyzing spirit. Fear also comes by hearing. So hearing is important, whether for faith or for fear to come in. And Peter began to sink. But Jesus ignored the storm. Jesus did not even tell the boisterous wind. Shh, 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 shh. He just ignored the storm. Just raised up Peter. Got him under the boat. And immediately they were on the other side. Somebody's faith is going to come to those kind of levels. Where storms do not scare you. Mountains do not intimidate you. Glory to God. You're bigger on the inside because of the Holy Spirit, because of the Word of God. Things that you worried about 10 years back or 5 years back or even yesterday, you don't worry about it anymore because there is faith operating in your life. Glory to God. Lift your voice and give a shout to Jesus. Let the power of the Holy Spirit come upon you tonight. Let the glory of God. So tonight we are looking at Hebrews 11 verse 7 and we are looking to copy Noah's faith. So when you come on church on Sundays, dress like Noah. Have long hair, white hair. I'm joking, don't do that. We are following not his dress but his faith. What was the number one thing about Noah's faith? Noah had an exceptional ability to hear well. He had great ears. So he could be guided by the Holy Spirit. For faith to come in, you need to have a good ear. Every year you should ask for a new year. And it is not your physical ears. Faith does not come from your physical ears. You have to develop to hear from God. Revelations 2 verse 7 says, he who has an ear, let him hear. These 2 years, the physical ear is for you to think, to do things on the earth, to manage the affairs of this earth. Psalm 62 verse 11 says, God spoke once and twice I heard. I heard with my physical ears and then I heard with my inner ear. The ear of revelation, I understood inside what God was trying to say. There is an ear on your inside if you are born again, a child of God. God spoke to Noah. Noah heard. It is not just important that you hear. You need to understand what you heard. What's the big deal about seeing visions and dreams when you don't understand anything? Can you imagine? Noah saying, I think I heard from God. I'm not sure. But we're going to waste our lives now to build something. If he missed hearing from God, he would have died in the flood with his family. God didn't send him an email or a WhatsApp text or speak in a dramatic voice. No. You see that in movies. But he heard. Glory to God. Somebody's spiritual ears are going to open tonight. Not your physical ear, your spiritual ear is inside. Here. It's going to open tonight. How does God speak? How do you hear? Impression. Say that with me. Impression. Promptings. Burden. Groanings. And movements. Five ways. Impressions. If you can sense these five things, you have a good ear. More than audible, it is a prompting. You just feel prompted in your heart, inside of you. I just need to give a crore to the church building. Some of you lost that. Inside of you, it's not a feeling, it's like a prompting. There is impression, it's not depression. Impression is like printing, it's like a stamp. You can't erase it. If you go to a printing press and then this stamp something, it's like the Holy Spirit stamping inside. That is when we bought that church land, it was like the Holy Spirit stamped it inside. I just knew. Then there are burdens. Burdens is like almost like a weight. It's a burden. It's a weight. But God is trying to say something to you. You have to learn to pray and pray and pray and release it. Not every burden is from the devil. Sometimes you're burdened about something because God wants you to seek Him and pray in the Spirit and then release it forth. Then there are groanings. Groanings always has got pain attached to it. It's like, you know, sometimes when I pray, it's almost like my whole body aches. And you're like groaning, deep groanings. Rakula kahasta malakatovra kili karendala ismaru okalaste. Just it goes on. Impression, you can't forget it. It's like memory. It's, you know, it's the Lord. It's like God reminding you, do this, do this, do this, do this. Hebrews 11 verse 7 says, Noah received an oracle from God. Oracle, one version says, oracle means brief instruction. Brief instruction. It's different from Rhema. Rhema is, it's long. Logos is the body of truth. It is even longer, the whole body of truth. But oracle is a brief instruction, a brief word, and becomes like a strong imprint in you, impression in you. It doesn't leave you. Glory to God. Prompting is like an inner pull. That's why sometimes people said, I just knew I had to come to church this today. Have they received that blessing? It's that tug inside of them. It's like somebody pulling them. It's an inner pull. Noah was prompted. Sometimes people think, you know, the God speaking to you is restricted to the 66 books of the Bible. It's not. It won't contradict the Bible, that's for sure. But is it written in the Bible that the church shall buy the land at wherever we bought that land? It's not written in the Bible. It's not written in the Bible that that's the business that you need to do. God still speaks. So you need to hear. Are you with me? There is no point in studying the end. Please study, but Bible from cover to cover, reading the Bible from cover to cover 100 million times and still not having faith or hearing the voice of God or knowing how to discern the voice of God. Burden is like a weight. It's not a pull, a memory, or it's a weight. You feel heavy. It's almost like depression. It's like a burden. Sometimes people think it's depression and they go on to see a doctor. It's not a depression sometimes. You just have to go into the prayer room and allow the Spirit of God to pray through you. You know, when we were, you know, building our first sanctuary, because next one is going to come. You know, I almost thought I was getting depressed. But later on, they said, no. It took me a long time to realize, no, this is burden. Noah was warned by God, by an oracle, a brief instruction. Sometimes it can be a groaning. It's not rolling, nor moaning, nor growling even. Don't growl. It's like a groaning. That goes on till you finish what God asked you to do. Till he finished the ark. Noah was moved, the Bible says in Hebrews 11. It's a movement. Faith without actions is dead. It moves you. Faith is to move you. Sometimes, you know, in church, after the prayer, people stand in queues and they think they have to be called according to order. But I stand there and say, where's the Spirit moving me? Sometimes you're moved to lay hands on somebody. Sometimes you're not moved to lay hands and just to speak over somebody. Sometimes you move to hug them. And then everybody thinks, okay, no, ask us to hug me also. In other words, you are led of the Spirit. You moved to release that offering. You moved to pray for a nation. You moved to get up in the night. And you know, I was hearing the testimony of a man of God who was moved by the Spirit to go to a particular place and knock at a particular door. And he went there and knocked, and the inside that house, the person was living in that house was about to hang himself. And he spoke about the love of Jesus, prayed for that person, set him free. Moved. Faith moves you into action. From today onwards, you're going to be deeper in your hearing from God. You're going to allow your inner ear to operate. Not get dull of hearing. The ultimate objective of hearing is not to hear, but to understand. Wallo manslaya. How would you go on to wonder, Lord, what do you want me to do? What's my career? Where do I study? Who should I marry? You're not moved by emotions. Can you imagine? You're not moved by sight. The greatest of Old Testament prophets was Samuel. And Samuel, the Bible says, none of his prophecies ever failed. But there came a point when he came into the house of Jesse, he was moved by his sight and said, surely this is the anointed of the Lord, looking at Eliab the eldest. And God said, shut up, Samuel. He's not that guy. Can you imagine? Even prophet like Samuel made a mistake of discerning because he was moved by his sight. I've made mistakes like that. And sometimes you do, as a man of God, as a woman of God. Don't feel guilty about it. Are you with me? Because you're learning. How many of you have ever had somebody call you on the phone? Not on the mobile. In the olden times, you'd pick up a land phone and you pick it up. And then you start speaking. And you say, oh, it is you. I thought it was somebody else. Why? You made a mistake in the natural level of understanding who was calling from the other side. It was your friend who studied with you for 10 years. Hopefully not in the same class. But I was listening to, you know, I mean, I heard, you know, in a jail, life imprisonment, nearly 14 years, two women were in the prison. In the jail. 14 years. In the 14 years they were speaking to each other. After 14 years they both got parole. They were getting out. And they're standing by the gate of the prison still speaking. And then one of them said, Baki pinne. Baki. Can you imagine? 14 years. Lord have mercy. 14 years. Glory to God. You have to understand. Noah understood. If you don't understand, it can't be divine guidance. How do you do something if you don't understand what you're supposed to do? Instead of building an ark, he would have built something else. A bullock cart maybe. A 7-series bullock cart. But he heard and he understood and he was guided by faith.
Glory to God. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and say, Holy Spirit, help me to be sensitive to what you're saying. Help me to understand what you want me to do. Give me understanding. Glory to God. I receive from you all that you've got for me. Praise be to the name of Jesus. To know what God is saying is to do what God is saying. Are you with me? If you want to really hear, let me tell you, you have to be five things that you can use as a guidance. You will always have to be continuously filled with God's word. So you will know what you heard is from really from God, because you're used to hearing from God's word. So you won't say, okay, looks like God wants to really bless me. You know, if I get into this alcohol business, I think I can make my million. God always told me that I would make $1 million. No, you don't. No, I think I'll be successful if I don't go to church. God's word says, do not neglect the habit of getting together in worship. God won't say, divorce your wife. It's because you don't know the word. God will never speak to you if you're not committed to doing what is written in his word while you're still seeking to find out what he's saying. Are you with me? Sometimes you say, I'll do something if God speaks to me, and you're not doing what God has already said. So you have to identify something from the scripture that you can do on a practical level every day. And then you are putting yourself in that position to have the promptings, the impressions, the guidance, the leadings of the Spirit. And one of the key things is to be willing to be patient to hear his voice. Because like Samuel, you can miss it. But you don't have to feel guilty or bad. You have to say, I didn't hear this time properly. Once a man of God, one of the greatest men of God, I won't say his name, he was building a huge sanctuary and he identified a land that he was about to build. And then God said to him, no, that's not where I want you to build. He said, Lord, I thought I heard you. And the Lord said, no, you didn't hear me, you heard your own heart. You didn't hear me, you heard your own heart. That's what you wanted. That land is good. You think that'll be great for your ministry, and you stepped out to guide it. And you just wanted confirmation. Never expect God to speak to you the same way that he's speaking to somebody else. In Matthew 2, an angel came and spoke to the shepherds. But to the kings or the wise men, it was God communicating through a star. If you look at somebody else hearing from God and you think God has to communicate to you the same way, you'll get frustrated. So learn to trust God to speak to you in a way, in a language that you can understand. God will always do that. He won't show you what God showed John in the book of Revelation, dragon and, you know, because you won't understand that. Even now you don't understand, even with all the interpretations of the book of Revelation. Don't be prejudiced regarding what you want to hear from God. Are you with me? Sometimes you're like, you won't
you are expecting to hear what you want to hear. This is the girl, this is the boy, you're supposed to marry. You like somebody and then you just want confirmation. Don't. It is very hard to hear from God when you have determined what you want to hear. You want to start that project, you want to buy that thing, and you're already determined on that, and you're just looking for confirmation. It is very, God will seldom speak to you. Ezekiel 14. It's in the Old Testament. Verses 4 and 5. Read it fast. Ezekiel 14, 4 and 5.
Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart.
Every man of God or a woman of God who sets up idols in his heart.
And putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity.
And putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity.
Before his face.
Before his face.
And cometh to the prophet.
And cometh to the prophet.
I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols.
Can you imagine that? You already determined something. You already got an idol in your heart and you're wondering, prophet, speak, prophet. Prophesy. Prophesy. God says, I'll speak to you according to your idols, what you've kept in your heart. In other words, don't put words in God's mouth. Are you with me? This is what you want God to speak. And you put. Sometimes people come to you for prayer and say, I'm just waiting for a confirmation, Pastor. And never expect God to speak to you in areas where his will is very clear. Lord, should I tithe? I don't feel any prompting to tithe. I'm not led at all. And then you're checking on the YouTube to find out all messages that can be against tithing. Read the Bible. His will is very clear about so many things. Lord, is it okay to just date that woman? I know I am married, but I just feel a strong leading. No! Are you with me? The revealed word of God is already there. Should I listen to my pastor? Should I submit to the one whom God has placed above me? Should I go to church? Already there in the scripture. And if you don't have that word in your heart, why should I go? I mean, I am also a royal priesthood. I am also hearing from God. Why should I submit to somebody? You're going to miss it big time because you will hear from someone who is not the one whom God kept above you, and that will lead you astray. Whether it be with your investments, whether it be with your ministry, whether it be with your life. And you might not even realize it because there's a lot of spirituality attached to it. It's not like you were in a bar having a sip of a beer. It is all religious. You felt that goosebumps and that electricity. You didn't know that you were standing on a wire, live wire. I just felt so moved. Even my pastor didn't understand my calling. Oh, kala si marotozi le kaprakia. Lift your hands and speak in tongues for a minute and say, Lord, speak to me. La kazina to isvalateri le marodushestelia. Dibrem la kason che frishes multi yariam shesmedia. Librakastoshes multi rebrekesiam turia. Jigala hasumoroidius catenia. Thank you, Jesus. So I close with this. Copy the faith of the person who hears well. Not somebody who just preaches faith or say he's got faith and nothing to prove, but somebody who hears well. Because your life's protection, Noah, your life's protection, the protection of your family is based on what you hear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Faith cometh by the hearing. Tonight, let every dullness in the hearing depart. Let the inner ear be opened to the moves of the Holy Spirit. Maludubos kantira la makanios kerite. Plitanam roishes de frila matunes kilidia. Maricatori lis katunas keledeves and malatusenia. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name. Amen.